Hi, and welcome back to Behind the Host podcast. And today we're joined by Andrew Hansen. He's based in New Hampshire in the USA. He's got an awesome business called Pond Life Rentals. And today we're diving into his business, getting to know a bit about him and also his hospitality business. But also we're going to be talking about hospitable hosts. And he is one of the authors in Hospitable Hosts, which is a project where we're taking 40 authors from across the world, set up by Jodie Sterling, and putting them all into one book where people can listen to it and read it and get some awesome advice on becoming a host and being an Airbnb in general. So, Andrew, I'm so excited to have you here today.
Great to be here. I'm excited to be here with you and excited about the hospitable host and pretty much everything going on in the SDR industry. It's just a great space to be in. So I'm happy to be here with you.
Amazing. So, talk us through your business, Pond Life Rentals. That is pretty, specific when it comes down to it. How did you get started with Pond Life Rentals?
Well, honestly, it was one of those things where it was a time of adversity. Of course, the pandemic was going on, but it was a different situation. And I've been in the rental business for a while, and really, we called it Pond Life basically because me and my family. I was fortunate enough in 2016 to buy my first kind of waterfront property, was kind of sitting there and we had to kind of flex a little bit what we were doing. And we said, why don't we call it Pond Life Rentals? We're living on the pond. This is our lifestyle. We were kind of doing our own little internal hashtag Pond Life, our family, being able to be out on the water with a pontoon or kayaking. And, New Hampshire is great outdoor recreation. And it was kind of like, let's share this pretty much with everybody. I come from very, very humble beginnings, very low income family. So very fortunate to be in this position and be able to provide this to other people, create memories. It's just great. So, 2016, I bought that first waterfront property. We kind of had it as long-term rental, but we still got to use it, seeing your family kind of dip their feet in the water off the dock. I got a picture of kind of my wife and my nephew on that first property. So I was in the business for a long time, property manager, kind of maintenance guy, owned a real estate development company. So this was a great flex, and I just never realized how much even more I love the hospitality side of things. So, we got 8 properties, with 2 kind of working on doing like tiny home structures on foundations, kind of unique. I'm working on one now, which is 2 tiny homes on 1 waterfront property, 125 feet. So yeah, time of adversity. Kind of flexed, got into it, and now I'm kind of full bore with it. So I'm in love with it. I love being able to hear all the stories, even if it's just simply in digital form. Sometimes you don't meet that guest, but you get the digital why they're coming to the area. You get that review at the end of everything that they got to appreciate, even sometimes on what you can. There's always room for improvement. Yeah, it's been great for us. My wife is tremendously great at running guest services and the complex parts of all these things that go into it. There's a lot of people. For me, I'm in real estate. I do long-term rentals. I do commercial space, boat storage. So I have some skeptics saying, hospitalities, stay out of that end of it. A lot of skeptics would say, but I remember even way back, I had someone tell me, you can't buy a waterfront property, and if you're going to wait till you're 55, that's a retirement thing. And I'm glad he's a great friend, he didn't give me good advice, but I'm glad I didn't take his advice, because I'd be waiting a long time to get my dreams accomplished if I took his advice on that. But so we're just rolling with everything going on in the industry, trying to adapt. I'm trying to grow in a space too that's new to me. Property management, I come with a really strong background, but hospitality is a little bit different of a game, so.
Yeah. The passion shows through, and definitely the thing that I've picked up from that is when you're staying in these places and you've enjoyed it yourself, others will come there. And to start off with one and then to go to, you're now at 8 properties, did you say there?
Yep, we got 8 properties, yep, and then we got 2 in the works. I got a land lot that I'm thinking of doing maybe 3 or 2 kind of micro homes, so a little bigger than a tiny home. And they're starting to do this stuff in like Texas and Florida and a little more affordable space. But that's on a 10-acre lot with nature trails on it. It's 600-700 feet from a boat launch. That's kind of what our mission is to provide people with access to what water's like. And I want to be able to provide as many people to access to come up. We get a common question from a lot of people from New England that come up to our area and say, is the water swimmable? And it's a common question, of course it is here. You know, the water is great. You can do everything in the water here, but it is a common question. People don't have those benefits that we have here. So we're trying to kind of, our goal is aligned with those type of things. We recently got a property in Florida too. So we want to go up and down the East Coast, which is why I'm excited about this book, because you know, I can't be everywhere. I can maybe meet some great people. Maybe I can buy the real estate. Maybe they can manage it for me as well. So you know, I'm really excited about this collaboration for that reason. But same thing, it's got to be access to water, life, nature trails. I'm a rural guy. I live in Croydon, New Hampshire. It's a town, very small. You still go and vote, and you got to raise your hands. It's a little tiny schoolhouse still. So it's you know, that's very important. That's why I moved to New Hampshire when I was a young man, was to kind of get out of the Boston rat race, get up to the wildlife, nature. So it's a beautiful place to be, we're really enjoying it. So
it's one of the things which, when you land on your website, Pond Life Rentals, and I'd advise everyone who's listening to this to just go and check it out, because that lake, you know, such a literally I could feel what it's like to be there. So, and we talk a lot, obviously, on Behind the Host about who is your target guest avatar and side of things. And would you say being your target guest avatar, that person who knows to go there and enjoy yourself and get out on the water, is that helped you with growth of the business?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we have, New Hampshire's a very unique spot too. So we have like four seasons here. We can say five good mud seasons, kind of an off season when all the dirt roads melt off from the frost and everything. And they're on kind of travel. But, you know, we have the ski season, which is very big here. So our cabins rent well too for the guest avatar for ski season. So we target that. But the water here is special. We're adding things like you can rent a pontoon boat from us, paddleboard, kayaks. We have all those add-ons that we do as well, because everybody's a little bit different. But yes, that guest avatar with the water to me is unique. You know, a lot of people are searching for that. You know, we get everything from couples to families. I'm fortunate to have two cabins right next to each other, so you can book those two properties kind of together and get both those, and kind of stick one family in one in the other, which is really nice. One of those cabins is dog friendly, one's not, so that allows some flexibility as well for families traveling. You know, some I travel, you know, my guest avatar for me is got to be dog friendly. You know, I'm not staying there. It's just I bring my French bulldog everywhere with us. You know, she goes everywhere with us. She's part of our family. So for us, and we love traveling a lot. I go up and down to Florida quite a bit now, and I look to stay in STRs, which is that's where I learn a lot from. You know, I had encountered Airbnb and was traveling long before I was hosting, and you know, the whole time I was traveling, I was saying, "Wow, this is great. You know, we can totally do this too. This is amazing." But that experience is great. You know, being a traveler as well, knowing, you know, getting that experience, you know what people to expect. For me, I understand what it's like to work paycheck to paycheck. I worked W-2 income for a long time before I was transferring over into real estate, and built my business and was able to branch out on my own. So I understand, you know, a weekend vacation or a week, it can be expensive for a family. You know, they're putting their hard-earned money out there. And they're expecting a certain type of service and stuff. And that to me is very important. So we have people all the time, and I get to deliver people kayaks, you know, and give them advice on going out on the pond here and stuff. And it's not just this pond. We're surrounded by, you know, Croydon has three or four lakes and ponds right here in this town. So you can kind of fan out and fish and do all these great things out here. So yeah, we're having a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm an outdoor guy, so you can find me kind of relaxed in swim shorts. A lot of people ask, are you working? It's like, oh yeah, I'm working. I just prefer to work in a pair of swim shorts to put the docks in and, have fun, try to live a more free spirited lifestyle. And that's kind of what New Hampshire's about. So people that are listening, you know, you come to New Hampshire, it's a great business friendly environment for people that do want to buy real estate or invest in STI. It's very vacation friendly, and it's also just a great state to come and unwind and unplug. You know, I have one cabin, we probably book a lot more, but there's no Wi-Fi there. It's one of the cabins that you come in and we do good with it, you know, but I'm sure we book it more because, you know, Wi-Fi is a huge thing for people, but it's in the write-up, you know, it's come unplugged, grab the canoe, get out on the pond, unplug for a couple of days, probably be good for you. More people need to do it.
One of the things I always say is that the vibe attracts the tribe. And if it's really clear with people, look, you're coming here to experience the lake. You're coming here to experience nature. You're coming here to get away from, you know, like you say, get away from the rat race and that. And that's really clear with what it shows on the website and that. And and the other thing that comes across is that most people we talk to who are hosts themselves do travel. And understanding both sides of that, like you say, these people are coming away. That might be their one holiday this year. So actually understanding to make it special, give them the experience. Well, that's going to give you that 5-star review. It's going to get them talking about the stay and them talking to their friends about it. And that's going to get you more customers. You get to do more of what you love, that's really a cool little thing is that we don't have to run our businesses with suits on and with, you know, very corporate. There are stays like that, and we do talk to people, you know, hosts like that. But one of the nicest things is when hosts are being themselves and they can go out and talk to their guests and, just have a good chat. Well, business is meant to be fun, you know, that's exactly what it is. So,
and that comes from people, trying to create a life here and you don't need a vacation from. My buddy's in there, I need a vacation. It's like, what do you do? And everybody needs a vacation. But I'm the type of guy, I go on vacation, we go to Florida and stuff, and go to different areas. I end up at a real estate auction and I end up looking at 2 or 3 properties. So I enjoy the architecture of real estate. I like the shapes inside, I like seeing the hospitality markets, I like getting in and out of the areas. You get to learn about, you know, so many different things. Everything's so different. So the same, but yet so different in different areas and different markets. So I enjoy that part of going on vacation. Is, wow, look at what this guy is doing. Let's bring that into what we're doing. A new recent thing we're doing for our guests is my wife is, she's leaving like a postcard by. So a little New Hampshire postcard, we pay for the post stamp. You know, you can send yourself just a postcard of your stay here to remind yourself that you stayed, or you can send it to a relative while you're here. We already paid for the postage for you. And it's just one thing on top of a bunch of different small things that we try to do to just hit those little things. We also provide a little bottle of maple syrup. It's New England, or especially up here up north, we're known for our maple syrup. Runs for certain times. It's a great thing. I mean, some of these guys that produce this stuff, you're talking 3 or 4 generation farmers. You know, that's a whole other conversation, but they're a special thing in themselves and what they're doing. They make a great unique product kind of here to our region. So we try to give that out as well. And so we try to do, you know, every little thing that we can do. We're always, like I said, we're always improving. There's always room for a lot of improvement. I'm constantly learning, like I said, when I travel around, you know, how people really can up the scale. And, so there's been a lot, for me, there's been a lot of learning curves, a lot of technology over in this space.
That's definitely the technology is something I want to come onto, but that the knowing your niche, it sounds as though you've got your niche down and you know that niche. And also, you know, like you say, these things where they can send themselves a postcard when they get home, that is going to remind them or their relatives, yeah, we got your postcard. That's special. Yeah. That is something which we talk to a lot of hosts, not everybody's doing that. So that is definitely
There's a gem for everybody listening, all the other hosts. I mean, think about it. You're talking 25 cents for the postcard a lot of times, or even, you know, 20 cents, you get 5 for a buck. It's $40 to put it in. It's a tiny investment. It's under $1 or $2. Give them a welcome or greetings from Florida and New Hampshire. You know, we do it at all of our properties now. It's a tiny thing to do. Like you said, they're going to get that memory of it and hold it and hopefully come back and rebook. I mean, that's something we've been tremendously trying to work on. Yeah, I come from really sound property management principles. You know, used to manage 144 unit complexes in one spot, you know, multiple buildings, you know, up to 450 units at one time. And so I've been really sound, you know, property management principles. And that's one of my things is you see sometimes that lacking in the industry. So we try to really bring that over, kind of cross it over. And I think that helps us out, provide a lot better stay for people. That's why I'm an advocate for people to get a consultant, you know, talk to these other great people in the industry, pay to take Mark's course, pay to take some of these courses, especially if you don't have any background in property management. That way you can really get up to speed a lot faster. So my advice to a lot of people is to sort of start out is to make sure they get proper consultant.
Definitely. Get trained and you know, get somebody who's walked those steps before to walk you through it. So that element of doing something non-digital, which is the postcards back, is a nice different thing. One of Mark's quotes is, when everybody else zigs, you zag. And that's exactly what that kind of, when everyone's going very digital, you go completely the opposite. And that's
old school, you know, that's kind of a rural thing, and it's something that's kind of gone away, postcards, and we have to bring it back. It's a neat touch. I think it's a neat special touch. I mean, that's just the type of person I am. I've always tried to be like that, you know. Even for my employees, I try to, bring myself right back to, I know what it's like to be the maintenance guy. I've changed the wax ring, the supply line, the two bolts. They also can't fool me on their hours and what it takes to get things done, but it puts me in a very good perspective, and you have to have a huge appreciation for everybody, including the guests. So.
Well, they say people, you know, they don't remember what you said or what you did, but they remember how you made them feel. And a bit like your guests and your staff there, it's obviously you make them feel quite special and valued. So let's go on to, you mentioned the tech side of your business and that. What kind of softwares or tools do you use within your business to help you to host?
Yeah. So I started out kind of going with basic old school comps, how I do things, you know, and that's just, I'm very good at doing real estate comps performance. I'm very lucky to have Megan, my wife, who's 15 years commercial banking, as far as underwriting and analysis goes, for those type of things. So really we started kind of old school ways, but as you know, I get more and more friends, you realize that you gotta use technology to kind of really stay ahead. So we use technology in many ways, as far as like channel management, to kind of push everything out there, direct booking website, different types of pricing tools to help with pricing. Even though I must say I do very well regular comps, because you can get on there, and I tell people, you know, when you're starting out, you don't have to go spend everything either, because there's a lot of different things trying to gain in a bunch of directions. So try to remember, good old comps will work, but yes, there's ways to speed things up. And people use EADNA, all these different tools, and Price Labs, and Wheelhouse, and all these, and there's all these different gizmos that can really help you out. Can get you the data quicker, can help you put deal decks together, because you can use those screenshots and those type of things. Using it from a professional resource in that kind of sense. But technology helps us out in a lot of ways. Guest communications, I think, right away, and automated messages, it's got to be by far. I don't handle that. So I can't sit here and say that I can take all the credit for the guest communication and things, but I see it. If it's an escalated issue, I try to use my property management judgment to come in and help the team, try to get this issue resolved. But overall, you know, the guest communications to me is huge. That's the tip I kind of share. I don't give it all away, you know, in the book, but it's one of those things where that to me is something that you really got to land. It's one of my top five tips is making sure you have some type of automated, getting right in touch. You know, there's nothing like that type of solid, quick communication to really even land the person too, and make sure that they know, oh, they're dealing with someone who's professional. It seems to me seamless. So I'm getting thrown a lot of things, and a lot of people solicit me for different type of tech type of things. So like for now, we're trying to work on some things like brand identity, and then we're working on our own direct kind of booking website that we're kind of building our own technology on ourselves. So it's a really expensive approach for me to go through this way. So it's like we use Logify now kind of as our overall thing. And it's worked for us, and it's worked well for a lot of direct bookings. My wife can send direct quotes out and all these other great things. But we're actually looking at kind of doing our own complete software ourselves. You can revamp and do so much coding and all those different things. And then it comes to a point where should we invest kind of in our own technology? So I like always going a little bit bigger on things. So we're looking at that now, and it's kind of it's a big money thing, but it will be very unique to what we're doing. We can be able to grow with it. I think it will be worth the investment, but I think that people should try to use all the stuff as possible. I mean, I've watched some of Mark's stuff, and I've learned so much in a short amount of time. I mean, you know, tons of nuggets, always going out there with information, especially how to direct book and those type of things. So I'm just trying to pay attention to. I've taken so many demos. Of course, obviously, being in the industry, you get solicited a lot. So, hey, jump on my thing, and we can provide this better. And my wife comes from her really cool kind of corporate banking and that background. She's very direct, has a lot of really serious questions. Like, what are you actually going to really provide more different than this other brand that's already really on the market? I do suggest that people, again, that's when you get the help, find out what other people are using, find out what technologies can make it seamless for you. I think if you're going to be an active investor, like I'm an active investor, so I'm hands-on with everything. I like to be that way. That's a big part of who I am. I can choose to step back when I want to on certain things and be more passive. But I think if you're an active investor like me or anybody that's selling out, or you have one unit to, you know, 100, you need some type of technology. It is, you know, it's largely the biggest part of any company. And then for us, one of the things we lack the most would be our social presence and social media. It's something that we've just procrastinated on. We've done well with all our companies. We don't typically advertise for a lot of our things for our different niches and markets we're in. The power of social media and the power of marketing can be huge for direct booking. So that's what we're getting into that now and learning how we're going to do things better. We're getting a virtual assistant, another type of technology to help out. I kind of manage, if you want to reach out to me on that, you know, social media, marketing, content creating, that's kind of something we're trying to work on for a lot of our companies. I have a couple other companies that have been very successful as well. I want to keep up to the times with them. So that's kind of where we're looking towards some help and learning more about the technology is over in that space.
It's one of the things where obviously I'm so pleased you've mentioned direct bookings on there, because obviously it's one of the things that Boostly specialize in with the direct booking websites, the training academy and that side of things. But also just in general, you've also touched on a couple of points there of it doesn't really matter what your technology is, it's how you communicate with your guests, and having that person who is good and direct and able to communicate well with guests. But also, like you say, having some sort of automation in place, having a good PMS, you mentioned Logify there. There's lots of good PMSs where you can set up those automations for guests as they stay. And as you say, there's so many bits of tech, but it's actually knowing what you need and when you need it. So, it's so important to trial these things, but you don't have to go in every different direction at the same time and get, you know, the stable and that sort of thing.
I think that's solid advice. Like, I think just for me, you know, it's like I got into the world of the short-term rental, and it is overwhelming. You get hit from every direction. There's so many taxes, so many to be thrown at you. There's so much. And I think people do need to dial it back and say, hey, what do I need at this time? What do I need as I'm growing?
Definitely.
And that type of thing. And kind of take a breather on it. So they're not overwhelmed. Not saying, well, I got to take this much, and they start looking at all the monthly deductions and that type of thing. But to me, the number one thing I think is direct bookings. I go back to that being a property manager. You have so much more control of things. I bring sound property management principles. I think that's very important. You lose a little bit of that with certain OTAs and things. And that's just, you can navigate it and you can put things. And we have certain policies in place. We're very, very strict. You know, we only direct people that are 25 or older. That's just one of our things. I'm not saying that everybody should do that. I'm saying that's just one of our things that we do, and it just helps us out. It streamlines what we're doing. We get better qualified people in and out of the door with less hassles. There is a market, you know, for everything. And I believe it really goes down to everybody's individual approach. How much you can handle, what you're willing to tolerate, what you're looking for your brand. Because a lot of people are doing it, they're trying to build their own personal stuff. We do make exceptions. Sometimes we'll have a party that'll say, hey, almost 25, and I've got X amount of people, and I'll say, not a problem, but I want a copy of everybody who's staying in property, driver's license, and, you know, we're going to put some extra things in place and make sure that they had prior reviews and positive things in their history, and we do give a lot of people chances too that do reach out to us directly. And a lot of times, I think if you handle it in a good property management approach, you'll have successful results at least 98% of the time. So.
Exactly. Treating them as individuals. And like I say, there's nothing more personal than building your own business. You can build it in the way that you want to and with the rules and the people that you want to host ultimately. So one of the things which comes across, especially for yourself, I mean, you mentioned social media, you know, your brand and, you know, the setting in New Hampshire there against that lake, I could see you doing very well with like Instagram and all of that side of things, because that would be such a destination. And even your energy, Andrew, coming on to, you know, if you were to post lives on there and even say, you mentioned about, you know, the best place to go kayak. And if you, even if you were to post, hey, I'm out on the kayak, this is where you can come to. I mean, you're going to get people following.
Yeah, we've been plugging it in anyway. I've been doing a lot of that. So we do a lot of active stuff. I mean, we got snowmobiles and we got ATVs and we got all the goodies. You know, we like all four seasons here in New Hampshire, and that's kind of what we're providing to people. So yeah, it's something that I'm working on. I'm pushing out of my boundary zone. I haven't told my story a lot. You know, I told my story a bit in the book here for the first time. So, you know, that was a kind of a push over the edge for me to kind of just put something on paper, which is very special. Be able to kind of tell my story, how I got up here to New Hampshire, kind of work my way through real estate. You know, I don't come with a huge fancy college degree. You know, I was a ground up guy who kind of worked in construction with my dad, kind of worked my way up into the ranks. So I have a great appreciation for kind of everything I'm doing and people around me and everybody to the vendors that support what you're doing. You know, that's crucial to me, their success as well. So I think people should put emphasis on that. You know, I'm sure the cleaner is, in this industry, is priceless.
You've got to have a good team around you. You've got to.
You got to have a great team, so.
And obviously coming on to the book, I mean, that nicely brings us on to the book. We're in the project together, which Hospitable hosts. I'm so excited, first of all, to read your chapter, Andrew, but also for the people listening, you know, the book Hospitable Hosts is out on May the 16th, 2022, and you'll be able to get it on Amazon. And it'll have the stories in from amazing hosts across the world, including Andrew, including people like Mark Simpson, Julie George, Tia Castle. There's so many awesome people in this book and so many stories that you can learn from. Just to come on to the book then, what got you involved in Hospitable Hosts and what does it mean to you to be a hospitable host?
This is like huge for me, man. First of all, I've always wanted to be an author. You know, I have a couple books that I actually have registered in the Library of Congress and some manuscripts I sat on and did more on maintenance and deep in real estate. And really for me, books changed my life. I had a great friend hand me a book at 24 years old. And it was just a simple Rich Dad Poor Dad book by Robert Kiyosaki. You know, at the time, I've worked my way up as a certified maintenance guy in and out of multi-million-dollar places and beautiful real estate. And, you know, as a property manager already. And you know, listen to that audio book, listen to the ABCs by Ken McElroy of property management as I drove around managing a young man, managing a bunch of real estate. And really for me, you know, growing up, you know, I lacked that type of mentorship. And capital, things like that, and I leaned on books, audio books, and books were pretty much really what helped me out. You know, I met with an estate planner the other day, and I have, you know, five real estate holding companies. I have Cityscape LLC, which is pretty much our service real estate development construction company, and then we have Pond Life Rentals, which is our real, you know, vacation rental management company. And I've got a lot of structure in place, you know, with succession plans and all this stuff, and you know, I met with this guy, and he says, "Andrew, where did you learn all this stuff?" And I said, "Books." And he said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, books." I said, I was not good in school at all. I got so much energy. You know, I needed to be outside. So school wasn't really a positive thing for me. I needed to be doing stuff. I was very highly energetic as a kid. It was more hands-on. And So, you know, really books changed my life. So, you know, getting
audio as well, audio books, you mentioned, like, particularly like that, that's such a game changer, because all of a sudden you can be driving to one of the maintenance jobs or you know, anywhere you need to, and you're learning as you're going. So yeah, amazing.
Yeah, so that's what I did. I did it for years, you know what I mean? I did it, and I still go back to some audio books, and every spring I pop one in, I learn something that I, you know, didn't know. Learned, wow, I actually accomplished X, Y, and Z, you know, and those type of things, and I've used it for motivation. So yeah, getting an email and message from Jody, you know, it's just awesome to be able to put down my story. And for me, I come from very little, so I was able to kind of just work my way up through real estate. I'm 38 years old, you know, and I'm pretty much financially free due to my hard work and dedication. And I'm just going to keep going. I'm building generational wealth for my family. My nephews, luckily they've been able to grow up working in a construction company with me. So they've been able to see, you know, their uncle do a lot of great things. So I'm hoping they're able to keep a lot of that type of stuff going as well. So we're a family business. My dad does a lot of construction development. He's got a lot of hands, you know, like I said, on the projects. So we're a very hands-on family. And, you know, very blessed to be where we're at. And so for me to be able to take part and actually getting my something in print for my family with so many great people, it's just, you know, it's awesome. Yeah, it's one of the things where it's a, you know, kind of a dream come true in a sense. And so I'm excited about getting it done with you guys, you know, seeing what we can, you know, everybody has to go out and get their copy. Because you're going to hear, you know, all kinds of great stories. And I'm sure there's all kinds of other people like me, you know, all different backgrounds. And that's why I love real estate, you know, in all of its forms, is because it can do so much for so many people, regardless of your background. It's such a creative thing. You know, whether you own the real estate like me, I own all my real estate. We don't arbitrage. So, you know, I'm very invested in this stuff. But whether you're even doing the arbitrage, you know, there's a special touch. There's so many ways to get involved to be a host and then even to cover other types of real estate that can help your family out. So I'm a big advocate for helping teach people that it can be done no matter what your background. And why not do something like real estate and being a host where I think you have to be more imaginative. So you're really creative. Actually, I saw a picture you posted. One of your best setups, you know, the towels lay just right and everything. And I have a huge appreciation for that because, you know, I watched my wife learn to do all this towel stuff, you know, and there's a whole other art to that, and it's a whole other touch, you know, and so I have a deep appreciation for those things. I think it's artistic and creative, and I think if you have a desire and some passion with a little creativity, you can do just about anything, especially when it comes to hosting and real estate, so.
Yeah. I'm so excited to dive into the book and your chapter, especially, Andrew, because the passion comes through. And like you say, this sort of stuff with books and knowledge and the audio books, you know, it can change people's lives. You're proof of that. I certainly feel thankful for the books and the audio stuff that I've listened to, because if not, we wouldn't be standing here having this conversation for either of us. So it goes to show for anybody listening that, you know, definitely dive into books like Hospitable Host, definitely get that one. And just some of the audio mentions that you've just mentioned, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know, there's so many out there which you can dive into. Mark's just done his Book Direct playbook as well.
That's so. That one everybody should get. Mine's Waiting to Be Delivered or something. I mean, it's the longest book. Yeah, I don't know if he was prepared for the influx yet, but I'm happy for him, you know. That's going to be one that's going to be on my shelf. That, again, you got to read these things. They're great. Even if it's just for inspiration and hope, you know. And everybody needs... everybody needs to find their why, you know, and if you can find your why, that's a big help, you know, so.
Simon Sinek, awesome book, Find Your Why as well, that's a brilliant book. Yeah. There's so many good ones out there, and just looking at it, it reminds me of a quote, as, you know, somebody who doesn't read has no advantage over somebody who can't read. But that kind of thing used to apply to me, because I didn't have the time to read. You know, we're busy people in general, but having audio was a game changer, and being able to learn these things. There's great apps like Audible, Blinklist as well, where you can kind of listen to bite-sized books. And these little snippets and little nuggets, golden nuggets of information that you can just take one little thing and put into action in your business, change your entire, you know, outlook.
Change, yeah, change it. And for me, it was the same. You know, reading books, I was a young property manager. I was also a board of director of the Chamber of Commerce and a couple of nonprofits while trying to build a company on the side, you know, a full-time job as well and everything. You know, you don't have, and not everybody has the time to read. And like I said, I never had the patience as a kid. So I started a lot of books, but I do read now, and I do like a good hardback. With Mark, I got in a hardback, and I'll take the time to hopefully sit on the beach, you know, and really dive into that one and enjoy it, or out here on the pontoon boat. Because I'm back in New Hampshire for at least 4 or 5 months before I get to head out of here. I came back to some raw New England weather.
Fair enough. Well, when you do get a chance, wherever, even if it's in New England or if it is on the beach, you know, take a picture of it and tag Boostly in, because that will get, you know, he loves seeing where that book ends up in the world. It's gone all over. So that's amazing. And Andrew, what we tend to do as we get towards the end is we want to ask you some quick fire fun questions, basically. So the answers can be as short or as long as you like, but they're not necessarily about hospitality. Just in general. So, and you know, one of the things you mentioned is all the different seasons that you've got there. So, what is your go-to hobby there? Is it the kayaking? Is it the you know, sort of snow?
It's boating for me. I love boating. It's just like sometimes we just call it floating here, because we're all tied up here on the pond, a bunch of us owners, and just kind of float, you know. And we do one of my favorite things we do. As a community here at Alpine, we do pontoon potluck on Wednesdays, and everybody brings out a meal, and we tie up, and we all share a meal together, a bunch of us here on the pond. We keep it kind of simple, and we shut it down at 8 o'clock, so it's not a potty fest or anything like that. It's just a share meal here on the pond together, and that's my thing. My biggest thing is finding constant outdoor, so really, if I'm like, I just left Florida, it was, you know, what new state park can I find? You know, that's kind of who I am. And I'm really going for it. You know, it's really important to me to try to get as much of this stuff in with my family as possible. I suggest that to everybody. I have a really good friend. He told me, I got married in Hawaii in 2007. I came back and I told people, I'm going to live a more casual lifestyle. I'm just going to kind of try to be more, a little bit more free spirit. And I think a lot of my good friends, so, and he taught me a lot with that. You know, family's very important, because he's running a $1 million company. And I said, you know, you gotta slow it down sometimes, make that time, because we don't know what we got for time. You know, there's all kinds of things that can pop up. So one of my big things is I really like to enjoy myself. I'm a ton of fun, you know. I'm the firework guy here on the pond, so 4th of July, we got a bunch of us owners. We come together to build a custom raft. Got bigger every year. So we built a huge custom raft and floated out and put on about a 40-minute fireworks show for the entire community here at our own cost. And so we're going to, you know, celebrate our freedom here in America. So it's a lot of fun. Finding myself with nature is key, and getting other people out there. But boating is my number one favorite thing to do now. So
that's incredible, because you know, you can really, the energy and the free spirit definitely comes across, and people will be drawn to that, you know, like certainly for your social media and hopefully listening to this, they can really sense what it is. So
well, obviously good, I need to follow, so get out there. On the Pond Life Frenchie page, so I gotta get my followers up on Instagram. We got Pond Life Frenchie, and my link tree is gonna be out there, so people can find all my websites and everything we're doing. Or if you got a property you want to buy in New Hampshire, and maybe have us help you out with it, you know, I'm here for you. We do everything from fix and flips to full developments, and we bring that. You know, like I said, the cleaning is one of the most important things. We offer great cleaning here. My wife is a great team. We were already in the foreclosure cleaning industry, doing sales cleaning for realtors and stuff, so it was an easy flex for us. But we provide five-star cleaning. We have a lot of high-net-worth clients that we do help out with bond life rentals on the site. So if anybody's looking for that type of service, we'd be happy to help them to bring that energy for them.
That brings us really nicely on to, if people do want to reach out, what is the best way to reach out to you? Did you say it was LinkedIn or
LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn, so you get me, Andrew Hansen, at LinkedIn. Pretty easy to find. We have Pond Life Frenchie for Instagram. I'm on Facebook. We're kind of building all the socials now. So upon my vacation rentals, we'll have its own Facebook page. All that stuff is being done. So the fire has been lit. We got to get going. I think I have a book launch with you guys here May 16th. So I have a deadline to get some of these things done myself personally here. And so we're working on all that. Or, quite frankly, you can get my LinkedIn, get everything on there. My email is right out there. info@pondliferentals.com. Reach out. Love to chat. Love sharing with people. So, reach out.
You're going to be inundated with people after the book launch and after listening to this as well, just because, it's so cool that getting to do this Behind the Host sort of podcast. I really feel we've got to know you, your business, and really what makes it unique. And every business has got a USP, and that is you guys, it's yourself and your team there, which and that energy and that local knowledge is amazing. So I feel like we've covered so much in terms of that the cool postcards, just knowing that area in general, the books and that side of things. So Andrew, thank you so much for coming on Behind the Host, and I look forward to the book launch and to reading your chapter. So thanks again, and we'll speak again soon.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you and Mark and everybody giving me a platform here today. So thank you so much.
No worries, buddy. And we'll speak again soon.
Okay.